This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. We give hours away. FreeTalkLive.com. Lots to talk about here coming up. We'll talk about the Japanese airport security situation and how it was easily defeated by one passenger. But first, we go to your phone calls. Sean is on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Sean. Hello, Sean. Going once. Sean in Minnesota. Okay, going twice. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
You hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to get your opinion on something. This nonsense that's going on with the Israel. Do you think the Rothschilds might be behind this? And if so, what role exactly might they be playing? And personally, just a commentary on my part, knowing what I know about the history of this, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rothschilds were playing a role in this.
Do you think they were over in the West Bank shooting rockets into Israel?
Well, I'm not personally, not directly. But
your question is about the Rothschild family. It's a banking family, fairly wealthy and influential family. I have no idea. I don't know. I know that from what I understand, a lot of the Rothschilds are really into power and wielding it. So I don't really know what the ins and outs are of this particular situation. And to me, it's all none of it really matters. My position is that if there's going to be a U.S. federal government, it has no business getting involved in other people's affairs around the world. Of course, I'm not in favor of a federal government in the first place. So for me, it's just, you know, it's just another question of should we be there or not, or should they be there or not, rather. And I say they shouldn't be, the U.S. government. I don't think they are actually over there, but they're picking sides, right? They're essentially taking a side in this conflict.
They're taking Israel's side, including Obama.
Yeah. So it's really not something I really know too much about. Nick, your thoughts?
No, I don't think the Rothschilds are involved. I think that the U.S. does give a lot of monetary aid to Israel and military aid. There is some training that they assist in with the Israelis. Then again, they give money to Egypt and other Middle Eastern states that are sort of enemies of Israel. So I think that the U.S. meddles in the Middle East, and I think that there's obviously a strong lobby that supports the U.S. giving aid to Israel, which I don't think it should be doing. I don't think it should be giving aid to any foreign country, especially one that tends to fight with its neighbors a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But quite honestly, even without U.S. aid, I think the problem would still be going on. It's just the U.S. wouldn't be involved in it because people over there know who's paying for the missiles. A lot of Americans don't know that American taxpayer money, if you're paying taxes, is some of it's going to Israel, and a lot of those weapons that Israel is buying are obtained from the U.S. or other Western countries. So when that missile lands in your backyard, you're going to remember that a lot better than Americans who don't really pay attention because it's not happening to them. So it breeds a lot of resentment towards Americans. So I think we should just get out of it, and I don't really think the Rothschilds are involved.
Any other thoughts for us, Sean?
Well, the reason I raised the question is because I've studied the history of that whole situation, and it's documented that the Rothschilds were the ones who founded the so-called State of Israel. They were the ones who were behind the military action on the parts of America and Britain to take that piece of land.
Would it matter if it was that particular banking family or a different family? I mean, does it really matter which individuals we're talking about here, or does it matter that the U.S. federal government just get the hell out of other people's conflicts from around the world? I mean, what's the real issue here?
Oh, you've got no argument from me there.
Gotcha.
The American.
It seems like you're letting yourself get bogged down in minutiae. I mean, because even if what you say is true.
Yeah, right, because people could argue whether or not what you're saying about the Rothschilds is true, and that's not really the point. It doesn't matter if it's the Rothschilds or some other people in search of power. What matters is that we get out of other people's business. And if we did, then it would solve that problem, right?
Right. I mean, if you're getting bogged down in who started the conflict, when and where, and, you know, which family is behind it, none of that really matters. It doesn't really have any effect on what it is we're talking about, and that is the ending of aggression around the world. And I don't care who the aggressors are. They are out there, and we know that some of them have support from, you know, from the banking industry, whoever those people are. And it's those who are seeking power over others, those who would like to wield force over others, they must be opposed, whatever their name is. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of people seeking power over others, we started the show out with a story about the American airport security state, this police state that we've seen just continually building and becoming more oppressive inside the American airports, and of course it's begun trickling outside as well. But it's not just an American phenomenon, apparently, Mark. There are some serious Japanese restrictions over in Japan. What's the story out there?
Well, it looks like they've spent a whole bunch of money on gizmos to catch bad people. This is from computerworld.com. Japan passed a measure back in 2006 to fingerprint and photograph all foreigners coming into the country. Because the foreigners are going to be the terrorists.
There you go, yep.
Think Timothy McVeigh. They implemented a biometric system at airports that would compare fingerprints to a database containing the fingerprints of terrorists and other individuals barred from entering Japan.
They're a little further along than the U.S.
Because they know what
state.
The fingerprints are of the terrorists, as though we would have known on 9/11 what the fingerprints were of the guys that were going to do this.
Yeah.
But now that system has been fooled by a South Korean woman, and this is really the reason, it's about Koreans.
They don't like them in Japan?
No, they don't. Who had been barred from entering Japan, now Japan was worried that this simple hack has been used by numerous barred individuals. Forcing a review of all of its anti-terrorism measures at the airport. So, how did she do it? Well, it turns out it was pretty easy. Though it took knowing someone on the shady side of the law, the South Korean woman was caught by immigration officials in August of 2008. She told them that she had gone to a broker who supplied her with a fake passport and some special tape with another person's fingerprints on the tape.
Wow.
When she there you go. 2 years. The marketplace had apparently...
The black marketplace.
The black marketplace had become so mature that you could pay for a fake passport and get some tape to put over your fingers.
Nice.
Yep. When they covered her fingers with a biometric pad, it registered the fake fingerprint, which was not on the database of criminals. So instead of trying to determine the identification of someone for entry, Japan is trying to determine the ID to keep them out. Although I'm not familiar with the workings of the Japan system, trying to prove that you are not someone is really not a good use of biometrics. It probably has some kind of fail-safe that makes sure that it is seeing a real fingerprint. You can't burn off fingerprints or just put scotch tape over them. But unless the system has a database of every person in the world, then it has no idea
who
that the
are.
Fake fingerprints are not real. All you have to do is jack in with the system in such a way that it doesn't pick up your real fingerprints.
And she beat him.
Well, she did, apparently, until she got caught.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how many people got through in the 2 years.
Where's all the terrorism?
And it just goes to show, once again, what, hundreds of millions of dollars, perhaps billions of dollars spent on these.
You gotta have the devices
gizmos
at the airports and support and sure.
And they were getting beat. And right now, somebody's beating them with the same thing because the officials know about it, they can't do anything about it. And they're beating it with tape. And now it's a national, an international story.
Right, and it's kind of reminded me of course, we've seen video cameras popping up in cities all around the world, specifically London, New York City, Chicago. We're seeing more closed-circuit television cameras popping up to monitor people, and as a result of that, there are people who've been figuring out simple ways to beat that system. And as I recall, there was somebody that had some kind of flashing infrared device, basically, that they would use to essentially blind the camera system from seeing their face. Basically, you could put these infrared devices in your hat or something like that. I forget exactly how they had it set up. And, of course, a simple way is to just wear a hat or wear something that will obscure your identity. So all of the police state stuff can pretty easily be stopped with the pretty low technology devices. And we've only, I'm sure the black market has only scratched the surface as far as ways to keep people's identities safe.
This is just the tape.
Yep, exactly. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just more evidence. It's security theater and not real security. If you want real security, well, you should probably have a competitive security marketplace with multiple entities competing and innovating. But we don't have that. It's just the government. More coming up.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
There are a lot of very good diets available, but mixed in with those are plenty of unhealthy ones. Here are three things everyone should consider when selecting a diet plan. Number one, is it healthy? Does it incorporate all the food groups and provide enough calories? A wide variety of foods ensures that you receive the nutrients that you need. Number two, do you like it? Ask yourself, is this something I can do and live with for the rest of my life? If the answer is no, then it's probably not the plan for you. Enjoyment is the key to a healthy lifestyle that lasts. And number three, is it a good fit? Does it fit your personality, your needs, your life? I mean, you might love having food delivered to your doorstep every morning, but if you can't afford it, the financial stress is going to drive you straight to the cookie jar. Find the one that appeals to you the most and go for it with everything you have in you. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, archives included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download it right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Across the pond again. We talked to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right, I'm going to say this, and I'm pretty pissed. This Rothschild, Rockefeller stuff, New World Order bollocks, it's just a political correct way of saying it's the Jews. It's the Jews to blame for the world's ills.
That last caller certainly was. That is what he was getting at, although he didn't go far enough to really call him on it.
Well, it severely pisses me off because, I mean, the rise of anti-Semitism in this country is been, you know, going up in the last few years. So basically, if you walk around with a skull cap in certain parts of the country, people are going to, you know, have a go at you for the acts of the Israeli government.
That's awful.
And as it goes, in this particular instance, the Israeli government, in some respects, was actually right, because Hamas had been rocketing southern Israel for the past 2 months, and the Israeli government hadn't done anything. They hadn't, retaliated. But at the end of the day, they had no choice. They have a right to defend their borders.
Well,
if Massachusetts started rocketing New Hampshire?
Right. Oh, I understand where you're coming from. I don't know what else to do.
All the time. The thing is, every other country in the world seems to have the right to defend its borders apart from Israel. Anytime Israel does it, everyone starts bitching, and it really gets up my nose.
I understand. I do think that Israel gets treated unfairly in the international arena. I don't think that people look at them the same way, and it's pretty clear that they wish that Israel just didn't exist. I think that it's obviously unfair and very heavy-handed to go rocketing back at these folks in Hamas, but what else can they do? It's not like they have police on the ground and can go door-to-door and try to find these folks. There's really nothing.
Well, they do now.
Well, they don't have police. They have soldiers, and then who's going to give the soldiers information?
The Israeli military had pulled out of Gaza in 2005.
Right.
But since then, Hamas have come to power, and Hamas are nothing but a bunch of terrorist thugs, basically.
I'll agree with you there, but I do have to say that the way that Israel has treated Palestinians in the refugee camps, as far as the state of Israel goes, the government, I don't feel too bad for them.
It's basically just another form of apartheid, and you know, that is ridiculous. And it is, don't get me wrong, I don't think that everything the Israeli government does is right, certainly far from it. But in this particular instance, everyone is condemning Israel when, in fact, they were just, it was self-defense.
Ziggy, thanks for the call. Thanks for the passion. Always appreciate somebody with a passionate opinion. We continue and talk to Rob, listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a question about how the free market would deal with drunk drivers. I mean, the way I look at it, the police ride stop checks and checking for drunk driving only does everybody a favor, getting these chronic drinkers off the road.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You actually think that checking people for alcohol is doing anything to keep drinkers off the road? You do understand that people that get busted for their third DUI have been busted for two in front of that, and that frequently people that get busted for DUIs are coming in again months down the road because they got popped again, many of them driving when they had their so-called privileges suspended. So I'm not really sure how effective a DWI is at keeping people off the road.
The chronic alcoholic, no, but I think to a large people, it's a deterrent. The people that don't want to go to jail don't want to get stopped, be caught with too much alcohol in their system, and suffer the consequences.
I would concur that it's a deterrent. However, I don't know how much of a deterrent. Have you ever imbibed enough alcohol to be over the 0.08 limit in most states?
During my teen years, yes.
Did you operate a motor vehicle?
In my teen years, yes.
There you go. I mean, I've done it within the last decade, I can tell you that.
In those days, I mean, that was quite a while ago, guys. And in those days, sometimes the cops would stop you and say, well, you just head right home now and be careful.
Right.
I mean, the whole attitude has shifted in society about that. That would not happen today.
But well, that doesn't make it any less bad. It was bad. It's been bad all the time. Do you understand? Because society feels differently about it now, doesn't make it any more or less bad. Are you aware of that?
You're right. Of course, it was wrong before. It's wrong today. But I think that because the penalties are more stringent and there's more cops out there checking, I think it's going to take a significant number of people off the road while they drink and drive. True, not
if
the chronic alcoholics.
If you believe that strict penalties does anything to prevent people from doing things, then why not advocate death?
For drinking and driving?
Yeah. That should put a stop to it, right?
I like that. Is it California that has the three strikes and you're out rule? That once you, you had three drinking and driving incidents in California, what would happen to you?
Well, I don't know what would happen to you in California. I can't answer. I'm not in California. I do have some questions, though, as far as, do you understand that some people at .08 are better drivers than other people and that this is sort of,
an arbitrary figure. I agree.
And so that's tough. And the way that they enforce it, I have to agree to some extent with my buddy Ian here. I don't know that it's the greatest solution in the world, but I think that cops should stop people that are driving erratically or poorly. Wouldn't you kind of agree with that instead? But then just stopping everybody?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of having wholesale stops, every single person on the road being questioned.
Yeah,
that I don't like.
What if I get stopped and I get questioned and I say, you know, I think that what you're doing here, officer, is it's crappy. It's wasting my time. I've got things I could be doing. And then the officer proceeds to harass the crap out of me. As you know,
these
power-hungry type guys will.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot of problems with it.
But, you know, the stopping every vehicle is the deterrent. The pulling over the people that are weaving, those are the guys that are men or women.
Well, wait,
whatever.
I thought you said it was the harsh penalty that was the deterrent.
No, I think, well, it is, but if you're going up the road and there's a ride check, stop check there, you know you're going to get stopped. If you can't turn around, they're going to come and get you. So that's the deterrent, that they are checking everybody, you know, at a certain place.
I can see where you're coming from there, but if they can stop people for drunk driving, can't they stop you for suspicion of just wholesale stop everybody and search them persons and effects?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Canada doesn't have the same safeguards,
but
wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, they can't do that here.
Okay, but wouldn't you agree that it'd be better to live in a society where they can't just stop you for no reason and then completely search you or your car?
Certainly on any suspicion of a crime, no, I don't think they should be able to stop you. But drinking and driving is where I draw the limit and say that's a good reason to have this type of...
You know, the problem is, Rob, the problem is everybody has their pet issue that they'd like the government to really crack down hard upon. And
it's always the children.
And, what we've got today is a result of each individual's pet issue being put into legislation and being cracked down upon, and we've got a total police state as a result of it. I'm going to hang on to you. We'll bring it back. Keep discussing this, though, in moments. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Dial toll free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go back to Rob, listening in Ontario. Rob, we were talking about drunk driving, and your actual initial question, I don't know if we really got to answer. Your initial question was...
Yeah. How would the free market deal with drunk drivers and make sure that they're off the road if they can?
It's a good question. I think that in the free marketplace, we would have different road owners and insurance companies would be competing to figure out what the best way to keep their roads safe would be. Perhaps some sort of way of identifying who that person is and keeping them off the road, or rejecting their insurance if they are caught drinking and driving. I don't know exactly what the marketplace would come up with, Rob, but there certainly would be some competition involved, which we currently don't have.
Rob, I guess I have a question that kind of, we'll see where you're at on this.
All right.
Now, what if we could take everybody's time on the road tomorrow and increase it by 50%, but in the process, we eliminate 50% of the drunk driving accidents that will occur tomorrow. So everybody in America, 300 million people, their time will be increased from, you know, like 1 hour to 1.5 hours.
Gotcha.
And then the deaths,
that's a big cost,
will be decreased from, let's say there's 20 tomorrow. I don't know how many. Deaths and injuries will be from 20 down to 10.
Good deal.
Would you be willing to do that?
What do you mean increase their time?
I mean, that's what the cops do when they pull people over, is they waste their time.
Oh, I see.
And they
because
go through their
because
crap
of the delay.
And they hassle innocent people.
Yeah. No, I think that's an unreasonable request.
What about 10%?
Well, but do you understand that? So what we're talking about is something on the continuum here. The cops are stopping an amount of people. They are wasting their time. They are hassling them. They are looking through their cars. They're attempting to find other things illegal. They went over my driver's license. New Hampshire. You know that we have to wear seatbelts in this state, right? That's what they said to me when I was in Florida. You know, so they hassle people and they waste their time, innocent people, and in the process, I guess they can claim to stop a certain small amount of you know, drunks on the road from hitting people.
Supposedly,
with these,
you know, it's an intrusion on civil liberties. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But I think the benefit is that for a person that doesn't want to go to jail, it stops them from having that extra drink at the party or at the bar and then getting in their vehicle.
How much intrusion is worthwhile? I mean, Mark just asked you, it would be a question with 50% increase in time to drive as resulting in 50% less drunk driving fatalities. So if that was not acceptable to you, what about 10%? If it was a 10% increase in drive time for every single person on the road for a 50% decrease in fatalities, would that be acceptable to you?
No, you know what? I think like 1%.
1%.
I mean, for the number of years I've been driving, I've only run into 3 ride checks. But you know what?
Does that make you feel unsafe?
Do you drive mostly during the day? Because
I travel day and night.
Yeah, I've been through more than those. Just I guess it probably depends on your town, you know, where you are specifically. I've been more than that, and I'm probably younger than you are.
But I mean, if what you want is to dissuade people from drinking and driving, that's what you were saying earlier.
That's the goal.
Right, you were saying that you're all right with you like the idea of freedom, but when it comes to drinking and driving, you're okay with essentially a police state crackdown. And so what I want to know is, if it's all right to inconvenience people and you're saying, well, it's no big deal because I've only been caught 3 times, it sounds to me like that's not good enough for you. Like ideally, if you want to keep people off the roads who are drunk, there should be checkpoints everywhere. Like, you should have to go through at least 1 checkpoint while you're on the road in order to get to where you're going. Because otherwise the guys can drink during the daytime and there's no way they'll get caught. The only ones I've ever seen have been at 11 o'clock at night or somewhere around then. So if I'm drinking at 4 in the afternoon, there's no chance that I'm going to run into one of these checkpoints.
I hear you. You know what?
You're arguing for an increase in checkpoints, basically. I mean, that's not what you're saying, but
no,
that's
but
essentially
you know
your position.
I could live with 1 a month. That wouldn't bother me.
1 per month.
But what if it bothers me, Rob? I don't like 1 a month. So
you just want babies to die in car crashes,
right?
Mark.
You get to, well. Apparently, he does because he's not willing to take
50% all the way.
Right? He wants babies to die in car crashes because he doesn't want 50% increase for 50% reduction.
And
so that you know, that argument can be used against anyone. I don't want to have to stop every month for some arduous, you know, stop where some pimply faced cop who believes that you know, he's better than I am because he's managed to make it all the way through the police academy, you know, asks me a bunch of intrusive questions.
I hear you. I just think the overall goal of taking drunk drivers off the road is worth it.
What about the overall goal of stopping baby rape? How do you feel about that? Should we stop baby rape? Well,
I'm serious.
Okay, let me be clear about this. I think there's more people that die as a result of drunk driving than baby rape.
Well,
so
you don't know because you don't get to see the results of baby rape. Maybe they're
children?
Just being molested instead of being sodomized.
Yeah. How about molestation? Now let's go a little lighter there and say baby molestation or children. Let's expand the vicinity to up to age 7. Children under the age 7 being raped or molested, is that worthy of stopping?
No.
What?
It's not worthy
of stopping. Don't you have kids?
How would they stop that? By
door-to-door checks with doctors sticking their fingers in your child's bum. That's how they would do it.
Not necessarily because that, though. It could be just door-to-door house searches.
They could just look in the
cameras,
bum.
You know, cameras inside the houses.
Right. I mean, the fact is, it gets ludicrous, but that's what you're suggesting.
Right.
This is ludicrous intrusion
right.
on people's civil liberties.
And this is going back to the point I was trying to make in the last segment to you, Rob, is that your issue, your pet issue, something you're really concerned with is drinking and driving, and some sort of level of police state is acceptable in order to minimize that. For other people, their concern is people eating trans fats. For other people, their concern is baby rape. For other people, their concern is fill in the blank. All of these people have various different concerns. Some people, it's people saying mean things on the internet. I mean, so everybody has their concern over what people should or shouldn't be doing with themselves, and they're willing to use the government's force in order to allegedly try to stop these activities from occurring. So when you combine all of that together, you don't just have the police infringing on people's driving ability. You have the police doing house-to-house searches. You have all kinds of regulations. You have all kinds of controls. You have the society we live in today. So if what you want is to be a free person, and I don't know if that's what you want, but if that is what you want, then you have to allow others to be free and make decisions for themselves. And yes, that would mean that allowing the private road owners to make their own decisions for themselves. And this kind of goes back to a conversation we were having in the first hour, and that would be that, well, could there be a private road where there's a lot of security? Sure. Could there be a private road where virtually no one is checked for anything? Sure. That's all possible in the marketplace. And that's the world I'd like to see. Let the market decide what levels of security are and aren't appropriate. Any other thoughts for us, Rob?
Well, all right, so if I owned a road then, would it be okay with you that if when I caught you drinking and driving, I impounded your vehicle and crushed it?
I would say that if you'd made it clear that that was the terms of riding on your road, and I chose to ride on your road, can't say there'd be a problem. Thanks for the call, Rob.
That's fair. Take care.
Yep, thank you. 800-259-9231. I don't think you can spring that on someone, though, like, you know, all of a sudden let them know, oh, hey, by the way, you're going to be life is going to be destroyed because you were riding on our road.
I got to say that I think that, drunk driving, a reprehensible activity. I mean, I can't say that I've never been drunk and been behind the wheel, but, you know, it's dangerous and bad. However, I think that the numbers are arbitrary. The enforcement is bad. We got a mess here.
That's right. 800-259-9231. And we didn't even talk about what happens to the people who get DWIs. Their lives are ruined. Gives them even more of a reason to keep drinking. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date
as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and introducing new people to the message of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you'd like to get access to certain perks that only amplifiers have access to, like the AmpliLink call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, you can get signed up. $3 a month, any major credit card, PayPal, alternate options, all available at amp.freetalklive.com. That, again, is amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, quick update on an interview that we did over the weekend. We had Barry Cooper on the show on Saturday night. You can download that from the front page of the website right now at freetalklive.com. So if you were listening to the interview, you know that Barry is involved in a new venture called Cop Busters. We've talked on and off about it on the program over the last few months. As we've learned, some of our friends are actually involved in Barry's team. Jason from SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, is one of the key crew members. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network also involved. And what they've done is they've brilliantly managed to pull a reverse sting on the Odessa, Texas narcotics squad. And they caught him red-handed, basically, raiding a house, thinking there was some marijuana grow operation there, when in point of fact there was not. And they did it on the flimsiest of pretenses, and basically they got caught on videotape doing all of this stuff. So there's an update in the case. Barry has apparently been keeping a few secrets close to him in regards to the Odessa Police Department, because he actually used to work for them, apparently.
Well, he worked with them.
With them.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he has revealed now is that one of the investigators, Richard Dixon, owns one of the FLIR cameras, these forward infrared devices that essentially detect...
I say it FLIR.
FLIR?
But that's how I've heard it said. But
One of these devices that they essentially will fly over houses with a helicopter and
or they'll drive.
Or they'll drive by, and they'll try to identify who's possibly growing marijuana. Now, it's illegal to do this, for the police to do it. But, of course, we all know that, well, the law and what it says doesn't really have much effect on what the police officers actually do. And so Barry is now revealing that he had purchased footage from this illegal FLIR camera from one of these police officers, Richard Dixon. He has the checks copies of the checks that are necessary to prove that this man actually received the money for them. And this is actually apparently the same guy who was in many news articles about Barry and his video Never Get Busted and Never Get Raided. This guy was coming out against Barry. So at one point, on one hand, he's speaking out against Barry, calling him a traitor. On the other hand, he's taking money from Barry and giving him video footage to use in the videos. And Barry has evidence of all this, just as one example of how corrupt these police officers are down there. He's now let this cat out of the bag, so to speak, and I guess we're going to see where all this goes. But Barry's also hinting that he's got even more details that he's yet to release about the corruption.
I don't see any problem with it. It sounds to me like, the guy could very well...
He's a hypocrite.
The guy could very well have been, felt like he was acting like a heel, like in the wrestler sense, helping Barry out. I mean, he's essentially a friend of Barry's, is he not?
I don't know if Barry's saying he's a friend.
Friend? I mean, in the loosest terms.
He's a business associate, perhaps.
He has done business with him. I mean, maybe he's like, yeah, that Cooper guy's bad news. He's a traitor. I don't know. I read it, and I wasn't left feeling all dirty.
Well, the guy's saying one thing and doing another, and it's just evidence that these cops are two-faced. Seems clear evidence to me. Anyway, I figured I'd bring that up.
It's hypocrisy.
Know. Yeah, I'd let you guys know what the latest was on that case. Hey, here's a little bit of good news. From time to time, there are good things to report out there, and this is one of them. It's a little obscure, but let me get into the story, and we'll make the point. Sold-out movie thwarts Biden. Story from Delaware Online. Now, I mean, you wouldn't think this is news, right? This story. He's a heartbeat away from the presidency, but that apparently didn't help Joe Biden get a movie ticket Saturday night. Employees at the Regal Brandywine Cinemas say the vice president-elect and his wife Jill tried to attend the 7:45 showing of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button at the theater on Concord Pike, but left after they were told the movie was sold out. There's been no confirmation from the Biden camp, but the theater employees say they're sure it was him. Mr. Muhammad, an associate manager, said she closed her, Mrs. Muhammad, said she closed her box office line when she saw what appeared to be a Secret Service agent coming her way. The man asked her about tickets for the movie, which stars Brad Pitt, then left. A few minutes later, she said the Bidens came into the lobby. Jill Biden walked up to speak with Muhammad while Joe stood nearby. She was asking me about other shows, but they really wanted to see Benjamin Button, Muhammad said. He was maybe 5 feet away, looking at her. He was standing with his other Secret Service men. Remarkably, none of the other moviegoers appeared to notice. Employees said nobody mobbed Biden, or called his name, or asked for an autograph.
He is the vice president.
That's true. He is the vice president. But I think this is positive news in that...
Sorry, vice president-elect for those who are really picky, because
right.
Someone's bothered by that.
Good point. I think this is positive news. There's a little more to the story, but I think this is positive news to show that Americans, regular movie-going Americans, are not as interested in politics as the news agencies in this country might have you believe that they are. I mean, because if you look at the way the reporting, or maybe the news agencies might want you to feel about these politicians, if you look at the news reporting, it's so they're just lavishing these politicians with attention. They talk so much about them as though they're so important. The things that they do lead the news stories. Their headlines, it's usually the top of the page what the politicians are doing. And so they act as though, the news agencies act as though this is just the most interesting thing to Americans. Clearly it's interesting. Look, we've put it on the front page of our newspaper. It's the lead story at, the news, at 10 o'clock news at night. So if you just watch the news or read the news, you'd think that most Americans have some level of obsession over things political.
Yeah.
But yet when the vice president-elect Joe Biden shows up at a movie theater, not only does nobody recognize him, with the exception of a handful of movie employees, or if they recognize him, certainly nobody gives a damn. They might recognize him, but they're not going up asking for autographs or going up trying to talk to him like they might. If Brad Pitt showed up at that very same movie theater, you can better believe that people would be behaving differently.
They'd strip him naked.
Right.
They would tear every stitch of clothing off of the man, and somebody would try to carry him off into the bathroom and do him.
So it's good news on on one hand that the patrons were not doing anything in regards to acknowledging his presence. And it's even better news that Mr. soon-to-be vice president, was unable to finagle an extra pass, like some sort of, you know, extra seat in the theater to get into the movie that he wanted to go and see. So he's not the American
royalty.
Well,
if it's sold out, though, it's sold out. I mean, it's not really like a hotel, I don't think, where they keep the executive suite open. I mean, if it's sold, literally sold out, then there are no seats.
But it's the...
They could very well have gone in and kicked someone out.
They could have done that, or they could have just gone in and put a little chair in there and let him go and sit. I mean, if they wanted to, what I'm saying is they didn't treat him as the royalty that you would have, the media would have.
Imagine
you believe
if there were
is.
Two seats left. Imagine what it would have been like with the Secret Service agents. Joe Biden and his wife have to maybe sit separately, maybe sit together. Maybe, you know,
the in Secret a packed Service, theater, it's probably separately.
Likely it would be. And then the Secret Service agents is trying to figure out what's going on. Somebody's going to try to kill the vice president. I don't know. It would be a real mess.
Right. So
all I can remember about Joe Biden is that speech that he gave at the convention.
The radio convention.
And my favorite part was the luncheon was bought by Air America, and I think this was 2006 when they hadn't gone bankrupt twice. Mm-hmm. So Rachel Maddow, whom I thought was very good in the interview, and I think that
she's kind of cute.
She's talented. She's not interested in either you or I can assure you.
I could care less.
Joe Biden, at the end, the interview, the sort of planned interview thing that went on upstage.
So boring.
He sort of turns it into a speech. He turns it into a stump speech, maybe the last 5 minutes or so. And then he, at the very end of it, stands up and raises his hands above his, above his head to the side.
A very politician-y kind of
move. Like a Y from YMCA motion, and expecting the room to jump up and applaud. And you're talking about, I mean, this is, the room's full of Republicans. This is a talk radio convention. I mean, most people were muttering their way through this. And the hubris of this guy. And he seemed completely undeterred when he got just a smattering of applause. This guy, you know, people kind of felt obligated to clap for him a little bit, but it was so weird and surreal watching him jump up there like Caesar and, you know, get no recognition at all.
So I just think this is good news because, I mean, if you watch the inauguration, and goodness, I'm not going to watch it, but I have encountered details from these before. The news media fawns over the political class as though they are our betters. They fawn over them as though they're special, as though they're American royalty. They talk about the things that they dress in and, you know, et cetera, all this just nonsense, this filler nonsense. And I just think it's good news to know that the American people could give a flip. More coming up, or at least some of them. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.